Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, August 28, 2009. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with you as always to tell you about toys and movies and more. Let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Inglourious Basterds, number one, $38.1 million, followed by District 9, $18.2 million, which I believe means that it has now made its money back. G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra, made $12.2 million. Time Traveler's Wife, $9.7 million. And Julie and Julia rounded out the top five with $8.8 million. New this week in wide release, Halloween 2, Taking Woodstock, and The Final Destination, which is in 3D and involves lots more teenagers dying. In limited release, Mystery Team, Big Fan, At the Edge of the World, Play the Game, and there's some other stuff too, but it's all very limited release, so check your local papers and hope for the best. In news this week, Summer Glau has been added to the Dollhouse cast. That should probably be enough news to keep everyone out there excited for weeks, I'm guessing. Not that I've really seen anything she's in, but I know a lot of people do, and they love it. So, good news. And now for toy news. Many, many, many new cases of Star Wars items went up, including Legacy Waves 10 to 12. New figures include Wilgrow Hood, Lee Sub-Siren, a new Jawa, Plo Koon, a new TIE, that's a Varactyl Wrangler, which I'm sure you all know what that means, Captain Coulton, and many more. Why all at once? I don't know. Ask Hasbro. New Galactic Hero scenes went up, including new Episode 3 Jedi Starfighter, Anakin's yellow Jedi Starfighter from Episode Clone Wars, Boba Fett Slave 1 vehicle, and two Ewok indoor theme packs with Rebels, Imperials, and the Little Furballs. General Giant Slave Leia mini bust and Slave Leia themed deluxe dartboard are also live for pre-order. These are due over the next several months, and the Y-Wing Fighter started shipping. A limited number came in and shipped out. We'll talk about that on Toy of the Week. That's kind of it for Star Wars. A lot of stuff happened, and there's more stuff coming in. We added the first items from Windless Studios, or Museum Replicas, or whatever they're called. These are those new really high-end Star Wars costumes. They have hats and boots and capes and cloaks and lightsabers, and they're all sized, so you can get boots to fit you instead of the boots that would fit Hayden Christensen. And numerous costumes are up from several movies, including Imperial Officers, Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker. Take a look for sizing information, and we're still adding stuff, and they're pretty high-end, but like an Imperial Officer outfit's only $600, which sounds like a lot, but if you see how nice it is, it seems kind of cheap. I don't mean the quality of the outfit, I mean the price you're paying. Dexter, Harry Morgan bobblehead, now revealed by Biff Bang Pow. Go to Entertainment Earth to see the first pictures. It is due early next year. Masters of the Universe, He-Man and Skeletor reissues are coming from MattyCollector.com in November and December. Revised packaging and paint jobs will be on both, as well as minor retooling. Scareglow was revealed on Maddie's Facebook page coming around Halloween. Transformers, animated Freeway Jazz, and Electrostatic Soundwave are now up for pre-order, meaning that Hasbro seems to be going forward with the line, which is great because there's a lot of unreleased toys in it. Japan is also getting a black repaint of Masterpiece Convoy, that really big $100 Optimus Prime. It's pretty awesome. Music fans, Funko is making bobbleheads of Jim Morrison, called the Lizard King, and Bob Marley, called the Buffalo Soldier. These are due in November. Elvis is also on deck for early next year. Boondock Saints action figures are coming from NECA this November. Ninja Turtle fans, NECA is doing yellow and green costume April O'Neil figures in November. Each is individually packaged with a handful of Mausers. Serenity fans, several new t-shirts are coming from Quantum Mechanics, including the Ship in Flight and Blue Sun Grain Alcohol. They're available in multiple sizes, including Baby Doll, for your baby doll. Godzilla. Mechagodzilla is now coming as a plush from Toy Vault. It's been too long. Really, when you think cuddly, you think mecha. And when you think cuddly monster, you think Godzilla. So put them together. Cuddly, Mecha, Godzilla. This is coming in a few months. I know a lot of people would probably really enjoy this, so heads up. New at Entertainment Earth.
Tons of exciting new anime statues have been added. Some of them are pretty much naked. Michael Jackson fans, Rubies is doing a line of licensed costumes, including jackets, gloves, sunglasses, and hats. Check the site for details based on items from Thriller and more. Also, our summer blowout sale ends August 31st. That's Monday. Order now. Get your great stuff while the getting is good. Marvel Legends 2 packs are in stock now, too, with Iron Man, Skrulls, Hand Ninjas, and more.
That's pretty much all for this week. I will most likely not be giving you an update next week due to the wedding of one of my best friends I've known since basically preschool. So hopefully you guys will be good while I'm gone for the Labor Day weekend. And I will see you all next time. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Check out our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com and order stuff from entertainmentearth.com because it's good for you. This has been Adam Paulus signing off, and I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.